This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
More than 100 years ago, New York Sun editor Frank Church reassured a young reader that, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Some parents are unsure about what their children should believe about Santa Claus and about other cultural myths. What do you think?
You sent us these responses.
From Montana, I think that children should be taught the truth about Santa Claus, and they should then be encouraged to think critically about why other children are misled about his existence. From West Virginia, all societies have had their myths. Why not have a myth now and then? I let my children believe, and even after they found out the truth, it didn't ruin it. They were happy Santa was real. Santa was mom and dad. From Minnesota, we had 4 children, and while raising them, we were neutral on Santa, neither condemning the belief nor talking about him as though he were real. We instead focus on the birth of Jesus and why he came to this world. From Washington, what do you mean, myth of Santa Claus? You guys are putting me on, right? And what do philosophers have to say?
For many Christian and secular families, Santa Claus is an important symbol for giving and sharing the season together. But is it necessary to promote belief in a mythical, jolly fellow to make the ritual work?
Well, some parents worry about encouraging belief in Santa Claus because someday their children will realize they were duped. Others are concerned that Santa Claus hides from children the pervasive consumer-based culture with its own set of myths and unreasonable expectations.
But come on. Santa isn't the only icon we use to create mystery and intrigue. Everything from birthday surprises to magic shows contain what some people call an element of wonder and others might technically call an element of deception.
So Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy provide ways to teach children that we may create wonder for one another and that wonder is precious in itself.
We all delight in stories that aren't real, whether we call them fairy tales or myth or fiction or contemporary film. These cultural narratives can have real effects on our real lives. They can remind us to use our imagination to make this very real world a better place.
So yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus that exists as long as there are people to imagine and hope for more than they can see today.
So light a candle, choose your icon, and imagine the world a better place.
For next week's topic and the first week of each month, we examine a fundamental idea grounding ethics. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz.
Ethically Speaking, have a happy holiday.